listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
Hello, you went out.
Yes, with your boy Mike J. I
got Mike, you faded out.
Huh?
You sound like you had it, man. You started loud when it like, you know, somebody running away.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Gen Talk Podcast. Your boy Mike J. I got Groovy Drew. I got Trav. Michelle won't be with us this week. She'll be with us for the next episode. Today, we just give y'all a nice little episode. You know, feeling good today. You know, you're a little drunk to me. But you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying? You had them long days. You know, just
like
you
ran out of bullets, God.
Man, I can see the road.
Stop shooting that shit.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? You know how No, some real shit. You remember when you like your growing pains and shit? You remember when we used to work at Red Robins? And you know, you just gotta appreciate the shit that you got now. Because 10 years ago when they was doing that little 10 challenge, whatever the shit called on Facebook, the 10-year challenge, you gotta appreciate the shit we did. Cause all three of us, we done came a long way. And shout out to my nigga Rich, he came a long way too. It's in my circle too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should think about all the shit, have y'all, you know, when y'all involved. Cause you see Drew doing his photography. You see Trav out here getting this money, you know what I'm saying, doing the podcast. You know, it's like we're different now. It's like we can appreciate shit. We really evolved.
Yeah.
So I think everybody should just admire what they got. Cause nowadays you see all the shit on the internet where people just not happy about life. They be all about depressing shit. And you should just be happy how, you know, far you done came. Cause you can see all the shit we used to wear back in the day. And you'd be like, what the fuck was I wearing? Like them jeans you saw on the pictures. I like, what the fuck was I wearing? And y'all wrong for just letting me come out the house like that. For that baggy ass polo.
Hey man,
I was just saying that baggy ass.
Hey, I'm drooling.
That fucking baggy ass polo with the fuck ass jeans and shit. I what the fuck was I doing?
Hey, ask yourself that. We ain't wrong.
I thought Prince was gonna tell me.
By the time we saw you, it was too late. We was already outside.
No one saw them big ass clothes.
That nigga has space.
It wasn't even about 2 years ago. I said, Trey, where you get them distressed jeans from? And he told me where I got them from, man. I ain't looked back since. I said, fuck them back. Fuck.
Jeans are called MySpace.
He said, what?
Man, I said, MySpace.
Hell yeah. You got your space? I got my MySpace jeans.
MySpace jeans. Nigga, you could carry a damn rifle in my pants. God damn. Big ass jeans.
Shit, I was in the Hollister phase of my picture.
Whoa, you damn sure was back in the Hollister back in the days. You know, the American Eagle, too, on it.
I don't close. Those stores still in the mall.
I'm just saying, Abercrombie and Fitch. Abercrombie and Fitch, you thought you niggas wore Abercrombie and Fitch, thought they had big money, goddamn.
I did.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie. I was some kind of fuck boy back then with them damn Kanye West shutter shades and shit with the polo looking off.
No, I remember my hat, shutter shades, and the polo and the collar flipped up.
And that fake ass bear chain. Like, nigga, get your bitch ass back in the damn house.
You had the chain?
Yep. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, that bear chain.
I ain't never seen that. That's when I first met my head.
Had a bear chain.
Damn.
Oh man.
Glad I didn't see that. Wow. That was just another had the G in the chain.
Shout out to the girl who gave me pussy during that time. God damn.
Say who gave you pussy?
Mm-hmm. God damn.
Lord bless him.
Say what?
Lord bless him. I know they had to deal with your ass.
It's the Rock, baby. It's the Rock, baby. It's an Armandale, baby.
That man's stupid.
God damn. We done came a long way, though. Y'all got to appreciate shit. And a lot of people don't appreciate shit. And that's why a lot of shit get taken away. And that's why God don't give us stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because imagine if back then you had $1 million, like you won the lottery. You probably wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? You probably fucked that shit up.
Probably.
You said what?
More likely.
I don't know. It depends on how much money was. Now, if it was a large, super large sign of money, I wouldn't mess up.
Man, $100,000, I'm gonna fuck it up back in the day. I'll probably fuck it up right now.
I probably would have bought Red Robin.
Oh, yeah, just to flex on their ass.
Mm-hmm. Drew Robin.
Get your groovy ass burger.
Carl.
It's the groovy show.
It's the groovy show now.
Sit your ass down. Eat the burger. Shut the fuck up.
All the waitresses are half ass naked.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that nigga Drew.
What that spot we said we need to go to, Drew? Drew, what that spot we said we're going to? They fit open.
Scenic view, scenic route. I don't know.
Yeah, is that open over there? TGI Friday used to be.
What's it called?
Yeah,
scenic view or scenic route. It's kind of like ooh.
Yeah, some shit. It's all right where on Friday it used to be.
Huh? Is it good?
They say it's good. I read on the internet and stuff. They say the women are half naked.
Oh.
Now calm down.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm taking now. So yeah, I ain't single no more.
You what?
I'm not single no more. Newsflash.
Let it be known.
Let it be known.
Y'all had y'all time playing with my boy. What wrong with y'all?
All right, bro. Chill out.
All right. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna show you loyalty. Playing with
chill out. But what's this place called though? It's kind of like a Hooters place or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, like Mexican?
I don't know. You just gotta look it up, man.
I'm gonna find a page on Instagram. I'm gonna forward it to you.
I wanna go.
Yeah, we ain't been yet, so you got time.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down.
I'm sorry. I done had some Zinfandel.
That's some Zinfandel.
Yeah. After the day I had, but yeah. Oh yeah, man. I just feel like, you know, people, God bless us with certain things. He doesn't give us stuff all at the same time because you don't know how we was acting. I'm pretty sure we don't act the same way we did. Like the person you was when you was 22 ain't the same person you is now. I mean, just think about all the shit you done did and all the mistakes you done made. And you just look back on it as a mature man and you're like, damn, that could have went a different way.
Yep, if I did talk to old girl that kept blowing up my phone.
Huh?
Rob, the one you gave my number to?
First of all, I apologize.
It's in the past, but I'm glad I was smart enough to chump her ass out and leave me the fuck alone. Leave me the fuck alone, shit.
Cause I went to a Miami game, man.
You lied. I'm going to go into nowhere. Dick.
Nigga went to the hotel. You ready for the game? That nigga would have had a damn B-Rose jersey on. You ready for the game? Mm, I'm ready for the game, all right. She would have gave you some fries.
I've been pissed.
And Drew's going to be like, he's going to be like, Tizza, I'm leaving here with something.
Not with them. Take my hand home.
It's like, well, what time for me to go?
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Hell yeah.
You can lie and say tell people I fucked you when we know I did. I let you have it.
Yeah, you would have been pissed off about that shit. But, yeah. Ooh. Niggas ready for tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe it's time to go for a vacation or some shit.
You said what?
It's time to go on a vacation. I ain't been on a vacation in a long ass time.
Yeah, me.
Since the holiday, Thanksgiving. Yeah, thank you.
I really want to go on the beach or somewhere, bro. On some real shit. That man want to just do some fucking on the beach. I don't know, because that's a lot of sand. I ain't trying to get all them in the crevice.
Man, get some towels.
I'm a rough fucker, so I'm towels.
We know. We ain't had towels.
Hey, Trey. No.
Yeah, he gonna take it to the beach and be like another professor.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that shit. No. I'm a rough fucker. Them motherfucking towels gonna go the fuck up.
I'm go at night. The crab will come out.
Mm-hmm. So y'all would fuck on the beach?
Yeah,
I would.
You would?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. That just like,
don't get too close to the water, to the edge. Right?
Yeah, that cold water gonna hit your ass. Right? Ah! Some shit like that.
Y'all watch the beach blues too?
I don't know. I want to probably go to a cabin and fuck or some shit like that.
Shit, let go. Well, they broke up now. Let me go to
go to a jacuzzi and she got a damn swimsuit on. Some say shit like
we go to one in Tennessee, but I ain't trying to up in the woods. Let go to Callaway. Me too. Y'all been to Callaway? You want to Callaway?
I would go to Callaway. I go to Pine Mountain shit.
Yeah.
I just trying to go
in the biggest room.
Didn't you go there one time, Drew?
No, I did not.
I feel sorry you said you went out there once, though.
Oh, I did not.
I just want a fucking jacuzzi.
Man, hit all that good little turbulence, got man.
Knock all that water out.
You want to see that ass? Just to see that ass, all them bubbles and shit.
You just horny.
This man,
every time you get drunk, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I see. I'm buying me some Hennessy this weekend.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all sober right now. But y'all some drunk motherfuckers right now. Y'all ass feet talking reckless.
When the last time I got drunk?
It's been a minute.
At my birthday party.
Yeah.
On my birthday.
What's it?
Oh, the best night of my life.
Yeah.
Do say that was the best night of my life. Yeah.
Was it your birthday?
Yeah, look at my birthday. Yeah, do said,
who went to moon dog? Oh, yes. That nigga was drunk. That nigga was stage looking. He was looking like Martin sitting on the... He was sitting on the stage singing. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Come on. Oh, shit.
And then Mike said... We were talking about it the other day. Mike told me to get off the stage. I said, why?
we were just talking about that. I'm on Saturday. He was with a white beater. I don't know what the fuck happened, but that nigga was drunk. He was like, yeah. And another song came up, y'all gonna make me lose. Yeah. What's the drunkest y'all ever been, though? I know when Trav has been the drunkest. I remember that day.
I'm drunk a couple times.
Yeah, that nigga Trav.
Drunkest I've been was.
That night, me and you was downtown.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't going to talk about that. I mean, I don't care about it now, but that shit, I woke up throwing up.
God, man. See, I hate no kind of drunk. You got to throw up, get a headache, had that hot gut.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
After eating some shit, like some crystals or some Taco Bell.
I woke up. I'm going for a walk at Lake Bottom. I ain't brushed my teeth or nothing. I said, fuck it.
Me and that nigga was in the car till that 3. Y'all just talking to us. You good? So y'all good. That shit was lit though. That nigga,
it was.
That nigga was lit. That motherfucker.
I was crip walking the hair red on. What the fuck wrong with me?
I ain't gonna say the first the drunkest I ever been. We ain't gonna talk about that because we all know that outcome. We're gonna take this part out of the episode.
We weren't even talk about that.
Second part, the drunkest I ever been. What was it? I don't know. Probably on that episode of Gen Talk, wasn't it?
Come on, were you passed out?
No.
Nah, man, you didn't drunk a couple times. My ex was
Drew's birthday party. That got to be one of the drunkest nights I ever been because I took that shit to the head. The gin to the head.
Oh, yeah, talking about it, man. Look at me. That man read that immediately. We were sitting in the parking lot, look, stole the man, took that gin to the head. He said, I should have done that. You want that, Drew?
Nigga, drunk as shit, man. I don't know what Trav was, but I know he was writing everybody that night. He wrote everybody for the Facebook messages to the text. I love all you motherfuckers.
You doing that too, Mike. You writing everybody. We said, take his phone, Drew.
Oh, hell nah.
But then, you from Mike's phone when he joined, he gonna try to fight you.
Nah. Trav's aggressive. Because when Trav, it was my birthday and Trav got drunk. He said, you gonna take this shot of gin, Mike? I said, okay.
Well, which one was that?
It was we went to the, what was that place called in Thomaston, man? Macho. Yeah, for my birthday. When I did that Give It To Me Baby dance. And Trav was determined to get me drunk that night. Trav was determined. He said, fuck what you heard. Fuck all that water shit. You gonna take this gin, you gonna drink it. I said, all right.
You drunk that Patron. You did that. The skip in the air too.
I started crying.
Got talking all
the damn Drake song came on. That was like Corona. That nigga got me drunk.
That was last year. That was 2 years ago.
I'm talking cash shit that night.
Baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry. That was a good night, though.
I did what the same for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that boy started cracking. I said,
I know this man ain't crying. I had to look away. I said, please, Lord.
Nigga ain't seen his parents and shit. Fucking viruses. Didn't know we gonna die or not. I said, we all gonna die. Some shit like that. Nigga was emotional.
Why are you emotional, Mike? I don't know.
So leave him alone.
He's emotional. Yeah, emotional.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. So I met Jen Talk. Jen motherfucking Talk.
Man, dog, that was it.
Hell yeah. Go. Hell yeah. But y'all. What y'all got planned for this summer, though?
Fuck some shit up.
You gonna fuck some shit up?
Yeah.
What else to me?
Might as well.
I ain't gonna lie, Trav. I like when Trav be a Trav, like be vibing. And he get drunk. That ain't even talking that cash shit.
Hey, he think he's somebody.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So he think he's somebody.
That motherfucking shit at night, goddamn it. That nigga said, get out of the panties and come to the party.
I'm like, what time we left your house, Drew? You're like 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, bro. That was a lit ass night. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lit ass night.
Really? I don't know. I got 2 hours of sleep. I had to go back to work.
You did?
Yeah, you know.
Damn, you had to work that night. I mean, the next day. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say, never mind.
You already know.
Three.
Oh yeah, that's the night. Yeah, you know my.
Meat to meat. I said, what is this song he talking about? Meat to meat. And I heard that song. I said, oh, wave out. Wave. I said, I know that song. Lit ass night. I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes you gotta wind down. Sometimes you gotta take a little sip of that.
Sip of what, Michael?
Sip of that gin, some of that Zinfandel, some of that Henny, some of that cognac, that vodka. Just relax. Don't do no cocaine though.
Lord,
says who?
I ain't doing no damn cocaine, goddammit. What's that nigga name on that movie? Cocaine? I never had no cocaine before. What's up, man? Chill out.
Oh, why that shit tickling me, boy.
It's off of the movie. What's that movie with old buddy from the Step Brothers?
Will Ferrell?
Not him, the other guy. He was in a movie and he was doing a parody of Johnny Cash. I swear to God, that movie is funny as fuck. That nigga said, what are you doing? I think it's Dewey Hazards or some shit like that. Whatever it is. That nigga said, you don't want none of this shit. It's cocaine.
Cocaine, hell of a drug. Y'all want to spice this episode up?
Let's spice this episode up.
All right, give me a minute.
Let's spice it up like Drake and when he put the hot sauce in the con.
This man, yeah.
I'm just saying, though, why are you trying to steal the nigga's sperm and shit? That's kind of, that should be a felony, though.
Yeah, that's a felony. Then she trying to sue him.
You know what I'm saying? That's your fault.
Don't
try to steal the nigga's shit because you trying to get a baby off of him. You didn't have his consent, but you trying to take his consent. You suing him. Motherfucker, you should go to jail for that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They got to make some law for this shit because some niggas going to jail for shit they ain't never did, though.
I know it.
So, how we gonna spice up this episode? You inviting somebody?
We just gonna spice it up. We just keep patient. We gonna be patient.
Oh, you think he's so bad?
No, I'm not. But yeah, that way with Drake.
Yes, the shit.
Yeah, well, that with Drake though. Yeah, I'm glad they ain't gonna try to sue somebody. And you already get spicy.
Let me just ask y'all this. What would y'all do if y'all made all that money? Y'all with an Instagram model. You bust a nut in the damn condom. She take the shit and put in her pussy and shit, and then she get a baby off of you. What would you do? How would you feel?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right for my child. You would never be around this woman again.
What did I just come into?
You came in drunken Michael.
Oh my God. Right, I came in at putting something in somebody pussy. Excuse me?
Nah, you know the whole Drake situation.
Oh yes. Tabasco Poppy.
Who won?
Fatigue.
It's Katie.
It's Katie.
Party.
Katie, y'all favorite friend.
You know what I'm saying? Karaoke, Beyonce.
Yes. Act like Carter. You know. Act hey, like Ms. you Carter. Know.
Welcome. I'm glad you made a join. I know it last minute, but hey, might as well. We ain't doing
anything. I know. I ain't had nothing to do.
Yeah, but yeah, I was just like, damn. What was this somebody did it without your consent. Won't you be upset?
Putting hot sauce in the condom?
Nah, you trying to steal your, like I said, you put busting that in the condom and she take the thing without your consent and put it in her, and you know what I'm saying, get a baby off you.
The baby batter? Yeah, that's conniving. I would be upset.
Yeah. So yeah, that's dirty. So now she's suing Drake, but at the same time, that should be a felony. Because she's trying to do it by his. You don't think it's gonna be a failure?
I don't think she's gonna win the case. No.
Oh no, no,
no. She's definitely not winning.
No, yeah. She. But yeah, this is it's crazy though. But yeah, Drake out there. I guess he was throwing out what was doing?
He was with somebody.
Slanging that Canadian bacon.
The bacon,
not the bacon.
Yeah, Canadian bacon everywhere, man.
He was like, hey. Say that guy. Thanks, Lonnie. But yeah. It's crazy though. Nowadays you gotta be careful who you talking to these days because you don't know nobody's
intentions, really.
Yeah, you really don't know. And then, like smart. I said,
I'm glad he's smart enough, though. He figured it out.
You make all that money,
you
might as well just be single.
He need to have some like NDAs.
The NDAs don't even work anymore.
If I was that rich, I would be doing a screening before I sleep with somebody.
Damn, you doing casting calls?
Yep. They would come to OVO office and be like, all right, I need a picture, application. I need all that.
You do a casting call. What are your intentions tonight? You know, I was going to do a little this and that. Next.
Right.
But yeah, but let Idris Elba come through there. He's like, I'm in here for the casting call. Like, nope, you pass. I don't need to hear nothing else.
Right.
So yeah. But yeah, you got to be careful who you with, but especially when you're rich, because people don't really love you for who you are. They just love you for what you got. So, like we were saying earlier, you know what I'm saying? You got to be happy how you evolved. Like 10 years ago, how you was, you're very different. Yeah,
we talking about 10 year challenge.
Oh Lord, I posted mine.
You look the same though. You look the same from back then to now.
I do. I got that Benjamin Button. Like I don't age.
It's not your age, though. You showed on.
I might be a vampire, low key.
Only thing that changed was my jeans. Them jeans were baggy as fuck on me, boy. God,
I had three Hammer pants on.
Had a MC. Too legit, goddamn. But yeah, man, you just gotta be appreciated what you got now. Exactly.
Too ain't gonna legit. Lie. Some people's 10 year challenge should have just been off the gram or off Facebook.
Wow.
I ain't gonna lie.
You seen something that bad?
Yeah, cause I was like, sis, like you look bad.
Damn.
You ain't even put a good picture. Yeah, some of these people, I was like, dang, you did look good 10 years ago, but now gravity done set in.
Not gravity.
Wow. Megatron got down.
Somebody said they wanted to see some studs do it.
Hell, what?
They wanted to see some studs do a 10-year challenge.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting.
Unless they be doing it for a long time. Like they've been like this for a while.
Yeah.
Man, we just talking. You got anything you want to talk about, T?
We just over this rambling tonight. We have no direction.
I'm a tad bit tipsy, so yeah.
What y'all drinking?
I'm at work, so I ain't drinking this. I got water. Oh. I got water.
I had a long day, so I'm drinking Zinfandel.
Okay. Dang. Okay. Fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy.
You ain't got, the pinky sticking out of you, Michael.
Who you taking? Yeah.
You do now. Is that now?
Call me Reggie. I don't know.
I'm just drinking Gatorade for right now.
Ain't nothing wrong drinking Gatorade. What you drinking, Groovy?
No.
Sweet tea?
just had some ice cream.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sweet tea.
I'm cutting back.
What's the move?
Hey, the one that worked is nasty, Drew. We going to Jamaica.
Throw it away now.
What's the move this summer, man?
We're going to Jamaica.
You going to Jamaica? Hey.
Who's we?
Yeah.
Me and Katie.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
We can come to Atlanta, but not Jamaica. Bet.
We put you on black.
I didn't say you can't come. I did not know. Wrong, nigga.
God.
Oh, man.
I was actually packing right before I hopped on. I'm supposed to go to Jamaica in like a few days at the end of the month.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And okay. I'm like, I got a lot of stuff. Why is it when you go on a trip, like you pack the most stuff?
Hell yeah. You don't know who you're going, you know what I'm saying? You just want to be prepared. Yeah, you don't know what to buy.
Right. Yeah. I'm only going for 4 days, and you would think I'm going for like 2 weeks.
Shit, that's more than enough then if you're packing all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you never know if you're going to find information.
I'm be looking at your picture with a wine bottle. I'm like,
oh, that should be good. Man. I got a question for you guys.
All righty.
So it's this weird phenomenon that I think everybody has experienced in their dating life. I don't know if y'all are dating or not. But it's funny how when holidays such as Valentine's Day start coming up, people start popping up. Is that happening to y'all?
Yeah.
Nope.
No. Yeah.
Drew is a little harder than us.
Oh. She said,
not today, devil.
only no temptation. Leave me alone.
Oh, dang. Yeah, I just noticed that happens around like Christmas, Thanksgiving, holidays. People start popping up.
After Valentine's Day, they're going to go ghost because, you know, it's summertime. So, y'all start, the weather start getting warm. Season.
Yeah. Everybody showing off their thighs and, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Not showing.
Showing off thighs. And then the dudes, you know, the big thick niggas like me and Trav, we wearing shorts and tank tops and shit. So you know,
yes, wear them eat 'em up shorts.
You know, the hoochie daddy shorts, you know?
The hoochie daddy.
Man said, hoochie daddy.
All right, back to y'all.
They not relate.
Hoochie daddy shorts.
Y'all got
listen,
it.
I'm running them down this summer. I see you in them shorts. Come here.
Fashion over. Blessing big niggas with fashion, goddamn
it. Hoochie daddy shorts.
Make sure
y'all
you
know what y'all doing when y'all wear them, too. Y'all know exactly what y'all doing.
You know, they come up to us, say, how much you squat? You know, 300, baby. You know, 400 out of high school. You see that calf meat.
Okay, man, yes.
Not calf meat.
All right.
Oh shit! But yeah,
weak.
Everybody gonna be outside. Hopefully, the virus done chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Still testing positive.
Oh, for real?
Well, I took a test today, on my lunch. So we gonna see tomorrow. Do I still got the Rona?
You ain't gonna have it tomorrow.
Yeah, I pray not because I gotta get on this flight, man.
I know.
Oh, so, man.
It's You're not fun. Has anybody else had it?
Everybody except for me, knock on wood.
Oh.
Yeah, we caught it the first year it came out.
That new edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First edition.
Yeah. Holographic.
This fifth edition ain't no joke, man.
Yeah, damn. They coming out with a new damn DLC every damn day. Man, is that what it called?
Omicron. Said a DLC.
DLC. You know what I'm saying? I was dropping some shit like, man, god dang. The I hate you virus. This and that. Like, man, come the fuck on. You can't even.
That's what we call Morpheus.
Boy, I see them staying in the house.
Yeah, I promise. I don't know. This year has started out crazy, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was gonna get it because I was definitely outside last year, like outside over the Christmas break. Got it. I was like, dang. I thought I would have got it at brunch. I thought when I went on a trip, went to the airport. No.
Mm.
Got it over Christmas.
Oh man.
I don't have the symptoms anymore. They said you can test positive for like 90 days, three months.
God, damn.
Damn.
So they were like, I had to get like a note from my doctor saying that I'm recovered. so I can travel. It's a lot. And I'm like, I just want to be
That's crazy.
Be here in the blood.
Oh, I felt that.
I love it. No one for you, real special one for you. All right.
Oh, summertime, summer, summer, summertime.
When are y'all going to Jamaica?
Oh, when are we?
Oh,
ready? Ready? When you ready? But shoot, I don't know. Hopefully, summer. Something be better. Didn't you say something be better? I dealt with the wedding. Wedding gonna be summertime too.
Oh yeah, you said fall. Weather. You told me autumn.
But you said you're gonna be the.
I'm happy. I'm just happy. I'm just happy.
I love it. What? You know, this interaction between these two. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yes, because last night I was like, "It's 33 days and 32 Ooh. Days to Valentine's Day, and no one has not asked me for my hand in marriage yet." So I got kind of concerned. But yeah,
I just want to know who's gonna be the best man.
Oh, they got a fight.
You gonna have multiple best men?
Oh hell no! I met you first.
I know. I might go for the ace card.
I know she's gonna say that.
Hey, you don't like that shit.
I don't. But wait till I do my speech.
Oh Lord!
For sure.
Make sure we have the blue ML for us, the one of the drinks.
The who?
The blue ML for us. I don't need to be drinking at your wedding.
Jen talking to their own little table in the corner in the back.
Damn.
So y'all can cut up. It's gonna be right by the bar too. Like y'all need your own little section.
Coo-coo-coo.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. But yeah, you know, hey, blessings to y'all, man. Blessings to y'all.
Thank you. Invitation going out soon. So. Yeah,
I ain't know nothing about no wedding at first.
He said, now you know.
I forgot.
You forgot all of a sudden. Yeah, all right.
It was late last night.
Late last night, huh? Yeah, everything's late.
He was notorious. If you don't know, now you know.
I ain't going for
that. You know very well.
Hey. It really was. Besides that, I don't know what else going on in life.
Let's talk about Michael.
Andrew,
I can see what y'all got on your mind. What y'all got? Anything y'all want to talk about? I don't know.
Ooh. Why I just drove blank?
She said, ooh.
You know what I'm thinking about, though? Now that I'm talking to all you guys again since the party, I just want to say my mom is still talking about y'all. She loved you guys so much. She loved that y'all got dressed up. Like,
just wait until you see us for Halloween.
Listen, Halloween is going down again. Yeah. Like,
in Columbus.
Yeah.
Not in Columbus. I'm not trying to get shot.
I'm going all out Halloween.
Man, I went to Atlanta for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. What were you telling about the big boy party?
Oh yes, Big Boy has a Halloween party at Stankonia Studios or whatever.
Oh,
and I think it's like $40 to $50.
Yes, thank you. Put that on payment plan.
So why are we just figuring? Y'all been talking about them.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's actually there. The last time I was there, I won the Halloween costume contest. So he gave me some Beats headphones himself. So it's a really fun thing.
Big boy.
Y'all have fun.
You're not coming, Andrew. Come on, Andrew.
It's only $40 for his charity.
I don't like last minute. I don't care who months away from it.
That nigga said we months away from it.
What?
Dressing up as Bang, goddammit.
Okay.
Yeah, my date's gonna be dressed up as Velma, so yeah.
Velma won last year. I saw so many Velmas.
Yeah.
He gonna duck off too.
I'm gonna duck off. Mm-hmm.
He'll be, I'm gonna be right back here. I'll solve a mystery.
Yes, you must solve this mystery without Scooby or Shaggy.
Oh God.
Oh, man. He gonna pop back up when the party over.
So what up, nigga?
What have you been?
They almost went on a Monday this year. It was on Sunday last year.
Oh, so
they probably celebrate Saturday with the party and stuff. Probably on Saturday and stuff.
Yeah, I'm about to find out right now. It's on Monday.
Okay. Monday. I went to like 3 events last year.
And my birthday's on a Thursday.
Whoop the damn. My birthday's on a Saturday.
I'm a Libra.
Oh, okay.
Let it be known.
Libra. Libras. Best thing since hotcakes with syrup. And yeah.
Scorpios would like to have a word.
I'm like, he faded.
We're the best.
I mean, Yeah.
Libras
are like, how can I say it? Y'all are the lemon pepper, and we're the crack wings at Bando.
That's good.
He's hungry.
Mm-hmm. You're damn right.
I just saw a TikTok about them doggone wings.
I'd be scared to try those. Like, come on, home. I like mine without the crack.
Powdered
sugar.
That's
sugar though.
Wings.
Nah, I don't want no powdered sugar on wings. Nah, that ain't a good conversation.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Which tells me that it's trash.
I just want some lobster and shrimp pasta or some shit like that. Since we're talking about food.
Mm.
It's always good, especially if it's homemade. If you know how to make homemade Alfredo and shit, you already know how to cook.
I just learned last year how to do it.
I just can't stand ragu. If I see ragu, I'm just throwing that shit away. I can't.
Yeah, it's real easy to make. I don't buy the Alfredo sauce anymore.
Yeah. Just put that damn Parmesan, half and half, butter, simmer, stir.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Fat niggas in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying?
Whipping it up.
Something. Mm-hmm. I ain't drinking on a weekday no more.
Why not? Today is it's technically the weekend because it's
9 o'clock.
I gotta do a damn briefing in the morning. Please, y'all, one of y'all call me in the morning.
Yeah, I got you, buddy. I'm be up in
there. I'll be about to fuck out, be hurt.
No, you want a drink? Go on.
Just a little wine, 2 glasses up. The day out here, god damn. Soldiers, boy. If my job's listening, I love y'all. But damn.
Cap.
Stop the cap. But yeah, man.
Stop it.
So any goals y'all trying to do this year, though? I know we talked about that last episode.
Well, I just said, we didn't just talk about it. What's your goals?
You see how he at?
Oh.
Turn the fuck up for the rest of the episode.
Oh, man. I got some good goals. It's really things that I just want to do. What do I want to do? I want to grow my hair out some more. I'm not bald headed, but I did a big chop last year, so I have a hair goal. There's some places I want to travel this year. Save some money. I would like a dog.
Aww. You hear that, Trav? She wants a dog.
Dog.
Yeah, wait.
Remember the puppy, goddamn it. That's what I'm talking about. What kind of dog you want?
When they're up here.
I want like a French bulldog, but they are so expensive.
Yeah, I want one too.
Yeah, but I'll take a snicker, not a snickerdoodle, but a labradoodle.
Hey, that trail. She'll settle for a labradoodle.
Yeah. I know it.
You name that dog Ruffles, I'm gonna fall the fuck out. Ruffles.
No.
Labradoodle.
Labradoodle.
Give me a Rottweiler.
Oh,
hey man, Mike gonna be just like Martin on the episode. Gotta do Jet City.
Gotta get the black turtleneck.
Hell yeah! See, this is pancake. Yeah, I leave him.
Hey man, I'm gonna spit the water out. Look at
that. But Drew, far the fuck out.
Hey, I ain't coming over. I'm not coming over. Keep that damn dog with me.
You scared of Rottweilers?
I got attacked by one.
I'm sorry. I didn't never know that.
I ain't know that.
Hey, you see how that shit got dark.
So, it did real quick.
I promise. It did. You see all the snickering left in?
Yeah, we talking about dogs.
You don't want no dogs? Oh, so you don't fuck with dogs like that?
Yeah, he just like dogs. If they not trained, then I ain't fucking with them.
I see.
I don't like no dog all over.
Yeah. Oh, the one was up here was always jumping on people.
I let that one slide because it was pretty. Should have took that dog.
A Pomeranian. Or a little beagle.
I want a French bulldog or a monkey. Like the monkey you sent last night, Mike.
You hear that? He wants a monkey.
I told you, we talked about this
monkey thing.
I said that monkey gonna
that monkey gonna have a cigar.
Hey, bro. Hey, yo. That motherfucker say you gonna get that monkey hyped. Then they gonna throw haymakers
and shit.
Thank God. See, I can't tell. Hey, huh?
Why the monkey?
I can't deal with the monkey because I gotta watch my back. The day I come home and I ain't bring no bananas, they're gonna whoop my
head. They're gonna jump on my head.
And they're gonna rip your mouth off.
Wild kingdom.
And that they're gonna be looking at the back and go, where the fucking banana is at? And they're gonna go fucking wild.
Oh man.
You're gonna throw all your shit at Will.
Hey yo, and you know what? You know the fucked up thing about it is Drew will laugh at that shit if you found out I got chipped on chimpanzee.
I will.
He will laugh at that shit. But I ain't gonna laugh at him.
I ain't gonna have a damn one.
He said, you do better. You got a damn chimpanzee.
Yeah, you got a fucking untrained chimpanzee in your house. They're gonna be sweet.
Diapers. I can't.
That nigga said, you thought it was a Kuna Matata around that motherfucker?
That PS5 going out that balcony.
we ain't got to worry about making the monkey noise at the end of the episode.
We ain't cut that shit out.
That damn monkey going to demand percentage of the, what you call it?
Give him some bananas, man. Give him.
Nah, let me tell you, we're gonna get the monkey, put him on the Gentile shirt, and make him an NFT. Cause you know that's a craze. Everybody want the monkeys now.
We gotta make a Jenny NFT. $100,000. That's the price. Boy, y'all funny. Y'all was funny.
Well, snickerdoodle and a chimp. Y'all gonna have a
No,
I'm gonna save up.
I'm ready for
you. Hear that, Chad? You ain't getting no monkey.
No monkey.
No monkey. The Chim Chim has to go.
He got to go. Curious George cannot stay.
I'm like, Drew, can you baby, can you stay at your house? I come feed
that nigga.
Hell say, no. You gonna pay my rent if he gonna stay over there?
They need too much attention. Like, they're children.
Hell yeah.
The fact that they wear diapers, and every black person I've seen on Instagram or TikTok with a monkey, they always stressed out. I said, it's fun for 3 weeks, but after a while. Exactly.
Nigga, the grocery bill is $10,000 and it's just bananas.
I don't even think you can get exotic pet rent.
Shit. But now I'm gonna give him a wild wall.
Train that bicep.
They say you better. Nah, it's gonna be a good dog. It's gonna be a good dog.
Oh, what y'all doing for MLK Day? Anybody
else? More like I'm at work.
Yeah, I'm gonna be off. I'm gonna go to the gym.
And that's about it.
I can't wait to post the MLK picture of him with the do-rag on.
Mm-hmm.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Yep.
That doggone Martin looking down like, what is y'all doing?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm watching the Boondock episode. He came back.
This was long to ask.
Hold on. you asked who have been to the museum? Oh,
who's not? For the monument.
Yeah, I've been though. I've been to the monument. Ebenezer Church and stuff.
It wasn't until I got grown that I found. As long as I lived in Georgia, I was like, I've never went to a field trip. Nothing.
I ain't gonna lie, I wish I grew up around Georgia. But I was in Hawaii, so all we saw was beaches and the damn ocean.
Hey, watch your mouth.
I said beaches.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Hawaii.
Getting a little disrespectful.
I said beaches. Don't tell me I'm not trained that bitch, but I can't say beaches.
Hey, that ain't about
Nah, that's dope though. When I went to Salt, it was real dope. There's a lot of stuff I want to go to. Thank God for TikTok, because they've been showing me a lot of stuff in Atlanta to do. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
That's the move. It's a lot of stuff in there. So it's always
I'm really pleasant to eat.
Say that again.
There's plenty of places to eat in Atlanta. Like, they showing me some restaurants. So I'm like, I've never been to or passed and didn't think to go in.
You know, I be thinking out most of those restaurants be pandemic. They popped up during the pandemic.
Probably did.
PPP restaurants.
Yeah, the PPP restaurants.
Oh, not the PPP.
Oh, man. You were doing the spots to take somebody out in Columbus. I was like, well.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy thing.
Listen, I had so many more I was going to do because I'm like, I've been to these places, these date spots. Like, I was going to do the Loft, Smoky Bones, Old Charlie's.
Old Charlie's.
Yeah.
You said Waffle House?
I've been on a Waffle House date.
After the club.
That's that early morning date.
That early morning, after the morning, after. Okay. Take your tail to Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of y'all's favorite date spots in Columbus?
Mm. You put everyone on there. We don't fancy. Mungo's
and Cheddar's.
I'm about to go. Oh, yeah. Mungo's Cheddar's is straight. Mungo's got closed
down? Yeah. When I was working at Mercedes, I went over there. That shit was shut down.
Damn. What's your favorite spot? I like the Black Cow, and I'm going to try out this spot called 11th and Bay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've heard of the Black Cow.
Yeah, man.
I've never been.
What? Black Tie Strike, though. That shit dope.
We heard it. We heard it was great. Me and Drew heard it was pretty good.
I heard it was exquisite.
Not exquisite.
That's a nice vibe too. I'm gonna try 11th and Bay, and there's another place I wanted to try in Atlanta. I forgot what is the shit called. I forgot. Papa Do's is overrated, my opinion.
I went twice last year for the first time ever in my life, and I enjoyed it.
Maybe I got the wrong thing. Me and Trav went way back
from birthday when you had to wait like 3 hours. You was at work. Oh, you had YBC the Angel.
It don't fucking matter.
I think it was the day. I think it was the day after Prince died, and we waited. Yeah. And they were playing Prince, Purple Rain.
Yeah.
And all that.
It is.
I know it's wall to wall up in that motherfucker.
The food was good though.
What I had? I had that platter of fried food or something like that.
I thought, you probably had some.
Then our homegirl had what the dessert? That dessert was straight. I ain't gonna let the dessert platter fine when they brought up. That's straight. Fellas, if you want.
School tour.
Yeah, sure.
Pick a weekend. We're gonna try a new spot.
Who's we?
The game.
Oh, okay. I was gonna try out make sure.
Now Chad went 101, then y'all out. But I mean,
y'all do y'all thing.
Yeah, go ahead,
Yeah, once I'm off lockdown, I'm out here.
Enjoy yourself.
You hear that, Trav? She's out there. Once she's off lockdown.
My birthday. I told her my birthday coming up. I'm going to celebrate 5 months straight.
Okay.
5 months?
Hey.
You know you got money.
We work at the same place, Andrew. So I got money.
God, Freddy. Ah, shit. What we gonna call this episode?
What the fuck? We gonna call this.
Call it the trash switch up.
Yeah, we call it
the switch up.
Yeah,
I said I switched over. You came on.
Oh, you did. Trash.
She said, y'all want to spice it up? I knew something was about to happen.
Somebody's coming in. Next thing you know, I said, something. And she put it in her pussy. She's like, oh, wow. I said, uh-oh, who is this? Special guest? I said, hey.
He said, the mic said, you're going to ask somebody? He said, you'll see. Just be patient. And I said, yep, here we go. Because they know who.
It's me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
Always
we're going to Jamaica.
Yeah, pack your bags.
Y'all don't want us to go. It's just y'all. I already know.
Let them go, man. Let them go.
Yeah, y'all can go.
Listen, I invited myself.
I know next time.
I invited myself because I'm like, I feel like I'm a Jamaican pro now.
Yeah, go ahead and get some nice Caribbean food and get some jerk chicken. You know what I'm saying?
And some Jamaican rum.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie. I need to go to a Jamaican spot and buy some of that root stuff, whatever it's called. And then I need some sea moss. Oh. Sea moss gel. Or something.
Sea moss gel.
Hell yeah. So that's good for your body.
Yeah. How long have we been on here?
For a long time.
It ain't been that long.
I don't know. I'm about to pour me another glass. Y'all gonna wake me up tomorrow?
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
Dang.
Trav, you got him.
Yeah. I wake up and the sun's out.
Yeah, I'm about to roll back over.
What time you said you gotta be up? At 6?
Yeah,
I'll be hearing good morning. I'll be hearing good morning around this time.
How you doing?
How you doing? Wake up, like, oh shit, it's 12 o'clock. Five.
Boy, you way past five, you put out.
Probably 12 o'clock, yeah. Really? I was like, man, I ain't see my text. I said, I'm taking PTO today.
Nah, I'm gonna call you.
They say y'all use y'all PTO this year too. Have fun. Have a self-care day.
We can't. We don't have enough people to work, so we can't use it.
God damn.
No Jamaica for you. I'm going back.
You out.
And try to go walking that bitch. Y'all Jamaica be working. So I'll be...
I ain't gonna have a behavior. Gonna knock all that shit down.
Who the fuck is Jamaica?
I'll be mad too, bro. I'll be hot fried man, boy.
I'm gonna walk in. He gonna walk out. I say, you gonna clean this shit up.
You gonna be just like that damn Red Robin.
Oh, we gonna quit?
Yep. Well, you know it. Yes, just like that.
I don't know what happened if I didn't show up.
Oh, man. We've been friends for about going on 14 years.
Aww, I should apply there, get the job, show up, and just walk out.
What? Just for the flex.
Just for the flex.
He's like, I got the job. Welcome back, Drew. I'm out this motherfucker. Just
walk the fuck. Kiss my ass. I can keep the check.
Yeah, I promise. I just want to show you. So. You know, let's, we need to get, yeah, like Trav said, we need to get uniforms and be like, how it went, how's it going now, some shit like that.
I got the website for the Red Robin deal.
We can do that.
Put me down. Red.
I'm going to get my shit first for y'all like that.
We like to go ahead.
I'm just end the show.
All right. I'll get back to work.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we like to thank
Katina. Hey, over that drunk.
Shit. Excuse me. Suge just said, get right. All right. Now, we like to thank Katina for joining us today for a nice episode of the Gen Talk Podcast. I am very, very, very tipsy. And everybody else is sober. So, we like to thank y'all for tuning in with us. Hope y'all enjoyed the episode. And as always, we're in the jungle, baby.
Too bad Kati ain't by no more.
Good night, everybody.
You ain't getting no dog.
She said yes to dog.
I'm getting my dog.
If Trav ain't getting a chimp, you ain't getting a dog.
I sacrifice. Hey, it's all this partnership.
Now sacrifice. You will sacrifice.
It's all about compromise. I'd rather compromise.
That monkey in the cage, like, he ain't never coming back. Oh shit. Ain't no banana pudding, baby.
Yeah, that's
okay. I'm about to go to sleep. Yes.
Yeah, man, I want to thank you for coming on Katia's short notice. You know, yeah. Do you come to work tomorrow? Or are you off?
No, I switched my Thursday and Friday.
Oh, so I see you in the morning?
I reckon.
T5, I'm going to text you when we get off. Michael, I'm wake you up.
Text me too, buddy.
I'll text you too, buddy.
Michael, I'm calling you. Forget about me.
Mike, I'm calling you. What time you say, Mike?
6 o'clock.
I got you, Mike. He ain't gonna be here.
He gonna call me at 8.
that when he go out the door too.
Damn, Mike, I just walking out the door. I thought about
I'm just looking and shake my head.
You almost did.
Oh shit. All right. Good night.
Man. Yeah, good night.
You have a good night.
I am.